Brooklands Radio believes your health matters.
I'm here with Dr. Ian Drever of Esher Groves. Esher Groves is a new private clinic based in central Esher, and it's a place to discover optimum mental health. Good day, Ian.
Hello, nice to be here.
It's great to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Yeah, so I'm a medical doctor and I specialised in psychiatry, and I've practised psychiatry for 23 years, 13 of those in the NHS and then 10 privately. And during that time, I really gained a wide range of experience of psychiatry in different settings. And I've used all of that background knowledge to set up this clinic here in Esher, which opened in February this year.
Okay, so a lot of experience there, which can really help people. What made you set up Esher Grove?
Well, through my clinical experience, I really realised that conditions like depression, anxiety and stress were ubiquitous. And I call it the scourge of modern society. And what really struck me was not only the number of people suffering from these conditions, but also the lack of appropriate treatment out there, whether that be on the NHS or the private sector, there's really very little available.
I think you're right. And sometimes they tend to treat the symptoms rather than actually find the root cause, which is what people need to be able to get better. So, Dr. Ian, what is your vision for Esher Groves?
So I see us as being a leading provider in the local area and a centre of excellence for patients with depression, anxiety and stress. And I want patients to be able to enjoy coming here and for clinicians to love working here. I've worked hard to create somewhere that feels safe and relaxed, somewhere that's professional, and above all, somewhere that's very innovative. So we're using our huge pool of expertise here to develop lots of incredible ideas for treatments and to create fantastic treatment services, which are really personalised and bespoke.
Okay, that sounds excellent. And I know you haven't been open for very long, have you?
No, indeed. We've just been open since February this year, so growing very quickly.
Which just shows that there is a need for something like this in the area. What's different about Esher Groves? Why should people come to this facility above all others in the area?
So we've got a team of 3 doctors and 16 psychologists here, and between us we've got a total of 328 years of combined experience. So there's an incredible pool of talent to be able to draw upon and to create those fantastic treatment experiences that I'm so focused on delivering. And we really set up the clinic based on 3 pillars, and one of those pillars is delivering clinical excellence. Another pillar is fantastic customer service, because I think that's something which is often overlooked in the healthcare sector. And then finally, we want to create somewhere with a really polished, wonderful environment so that the environment actually becomes part of the whole treatment experience. So it's those 3 elements of clinical excellence, customer service and a fantastic environment that really set us apart.
And I can vouch for the environment, because having experienced that, it's a beautiful, beautiful building, and the way that you've actually furnished it and refurbed it is excellent. Which makes people feel comfortable, I would think. What are the key mental health themes that you are seeing today, and what do you believe to be the root causes of some of these?
So again and again, what we're seeing is that conditions like depression, anxiety and stress are just huge. And we're only seeing the tip of the iceberg as well. So for every 1 patient that we see, there must be another 10 or 20 out there who quietly go on suffering. And they don't need to, because these conditions are treatable. So we're really keen to spread the word that there's no reason to suffer in silence. We are creating services which are effective and which can easily be slotted around people's lifestyles. So we've got therapy sessions that happen in the evenings. We're developing weekend services as well. And I think that really depression, anxiety and stress are triggered to a large degree by just the pace at which we're living our lives. We're all inundated with so many demands, relentless pace of modern society, things like smartphones, just create a whole extra set of demands which can trigger illness. We're also seeing other themes around loneliness, social isolation, addictions, and what I call digital burnout, where people just spend so much time in front of screens that it starts to take a real toll on both their physical and their psychological health.
I think the screen thing is a real issue, isn't it? Because most people only post positive things about their life on screens, and you can be sat at home feeling lonely, thinking everyone else's life is wonderful and yours isn't. So that is a real problem. And I guess between the staff that you have here with all those years of experience, there isn't much that you haven't seen.
Yes, our team have worked in both private and NHS settings and have a huge wealth of experience treating both adults and adolescents. So we're privileged to be able to have their experience and to be able to use that to develop our services.
No, that is excellent. And I can see that would work in all situations. Are there any mental health issues which are specific or indeed more prolific in the Surrey area?
Yeah, well, Surrey is an affluent area. But affluence can create its own set of demands, particularly in terms of financial expectations, lifestyle expectations, and also it can create real stresses and demands for younger people. So stresses around exams, expectations of parents, and we've also heard recently about the scourge of self-harming, which is happening amongst teens. So that's a very hot topic, something which is very alarming.
No, I agree with you with all of those things, really. I've had children in two of the independent schools in the area, and certainly one was a boys' school, less issues, I think, there. But in the girls' school, the self-harming, the whole pressure with exams is just an awful thing for girls to, for any young adult to have to put up with, really, and get through. What do you see as the role Isha Groves is playing in alleviating mental health issues in the Surrey area?
So we're based in the heart of Surrey, just off the A3 in the heart of Esher, and all our clinicians are based locally as well, so they understand local issues. Many of them are our parents themselves, and that's why we've been able to develop services which are tailored to the local needs and which are proving to be so popular.
Yeah, I can see that, you know, being a parent in the area as well, I can understand exactly where you're coming from that. Maybe we can move on and you can tell me a little bit about Isha Groves' experience. What can patients expect when they come to you?
Well, we've been working hard on that. We put a huge amount of thought into the whole patient journey, and it's something that's been incredibly rewarding to be able to start with a clean sheet and tailor the whole experience. So patients can first of all expect a warm welcome, a personalised greeting, and somewhere which feels really safe, relaxed and respectful. The feedback is already that we are achieving that, and we are looking now across other industries for lessons, particularly from the hospitality sector. I think that has a lot to teach healthcare, and I think healthcare can focus excessively sometimes just on the narrow clinical experience, but it can forget the other parts of the whole treatment journey, whether it be the greeting in the reception or how easy the parking is or what the environment is like. So we want to look at the whole patient journey and create something that from beginning to end is seamless, is smooth, and just creates a sense of being looked after.
Mm-hmm. That all sounds good. And I think you're right. I mean, going back to the NHS, so often, possibly less so in mental health issues, but they do tend to treat the symptoms rather than actually finding the root cause. And with mental health, I think actually finding the root cause of something is a very, very key part. What are your patients saying about their experience and treatment at Isha Groves?
So far, we've been getting fantastic feedback, both written and verbal. Patients and practitioners have been sending us cards, and we've also been actively seeking feedback from them after their experience here. And what they say, I mean, key themes are that they really like the people here, that personal sense of this being somewhere safe and caring really shines through. And also the environment, the fact that we put a lot of thought into refurbishing our Victorian building and extending it so that, as far as I know, this is the only standalone clinic in the country which has been designed specifically for the treatment of depression, anxiety and stress. So that whole that all of that effort has paid off, and it is somewhere that's very unique, and our patients are telling us that they appreciate that.
It certainly makes a difference as compared to going into some of the old NHS facilities that you get, and I know that's, you know, it's a little bit unfair to compare the two, but it certainly makes a huge difference. Now, I know that you run lots and lots of different programs here. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about the various programs, the ones that you're running at the moment, and what you expect to run in coming months.
So this is where it gets really exciting, and this is just where absolutely my passion is, because we launched with a program, a specific program focused on depression and anxiety, teaching people skills that they can use pretty much immediately to help to minimize the impact of depression and anxiety in their lives. And we're now rolling out other groups as well to complement this. So we've got one, for instance, looking at people's relationship with food and how they eat and the fact that sometimes that leads to unhealthy weights. And we've also got another one just launching about self-esteem. So people often don't feel great about themselves, and that can feed into depression and anxiety. So we are working hard to create these groups that fit around people's lifestyles, and we'll typically run it on a weekday evening so people can come home from work, have something to eat, and then come to see us. And we've got a lot of other amazing ideas in the pipeline, including groups to help with digital burnout, people who just spend too much time in front of technology, something for young mums and also for dads as well. Dads can often feel left out. We're looking at services for coping with corporate environments, services for addictions, understanding alcohol and other addictions, maybe even a group for night owls and for insomnia. And we're also thinking about difficult times that people in people's lives when they're undergoing change. So whether that be divorce or menopause or empty nest, that's another big unmet need. So all of these are ideas that we're working hard on creating content for.
That all sounds wonderful, doesn't it? And there may be anyone who listens to these podcasts, if they can think of something that would be useful to them, they could email Isha Groves and let you know that as well. I think the weight, the self-esteem, the so many women today, and this is something I've noticed so much in a lot of the interviews I do, they have this whole feeling that they're not good enough. And they can't put a voice to that sometimes. They know something's not right, they don't fit in, but they can't actually put a voice to that. So I think, you know, all of these things really can lead to mental health issues, and they're very, very useful to have.
No, absolutely. I think we're just at the beginning of an amazing journey here, and I'd love to hear any suggestions or ideas from listeners as to what they'd value.
Okay. Dr. Ian, that's great. Is there anything else that you want to tell our listeners?
Just that there's no need to suffer in silence, and if you notice any features of depression or anxiety, then reach out for help. That could be with your GP. And the other thing to say is that depression is a lot more than just low mood, so it may show itself in terms of poor sleep, poor appetite, lack of ability to enjoy things they used to enjoy. So there are a whole range of different warning lights which can flash up on someone's dashboard to indicate that all is not well.
And I think maybe sometimes other people can see it in their friends or family. So perhaps if they see it in their friends or family, it's they could alert them and maybe alert, you know, suggest that they come here as well. Okay. Perhaps you could tell us some contact details, how people can find out more about Isha Groves.
So we're easy to find. We're on the web, and it's just www.ishagroves.com. And our phone number is 0345 112 200.
That's great. Dr. Ian, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Thank you, Dr. Ian. That was great. I will be back with some more interviews in this series about Isha Groves. So please listen out for the next part in this series next week.
Brooklyn's Radio believes your health matters.